Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. I subscribe to a science newsletter, and this past week there was an article about a study that looked at the physiological response of people to what was described as a puppy dog expression. This is the wide-eyed, what many people interpret to be a sad or beseeching look from a dog. What the scientists did was they exposed people to this canine display. Then they measured their oxytocin levels. Oxytocin is a hormone that is associated with affiliation or close feelings, usually parental feelings. Not surprising, in their study, they discovered that the oxytocin levels rose. I forwarded this article to several friends without much in the way of comment, and not surprisingly, the people who had had the most experience with dogs had different comments compared to those who didn't. And one was wondering how to reconcile this type of canine behavior with the stare that is normally associated with the dog assuming a dominant position relative to the person. That got me thinking about a lot of things, several of which I just want to point out very quickly here. First, this study came out of a new field of psychology called evolutionary psychology, and it looks at human behavior in terms of what we know about evolution. The key word is human. Many studies that come out of psychology that deal with animals are concerned about the human side of it. They don't care why the animal does what the animal does. This isn't to say that these people as individuals don't care about animals. It's just that that's not what they're studying. So in this particular case, the look was described as beseeching or puppy dog, but that was strictly a human interpretation. If we wanted to know what the dog was actually communicating in that display, we have to look at its context. And I've harped on this many times. We can't say anything about a display unless we know the context in which it occurs. So, you might say, well, the fact that the person's oxytocin level went up means that this dog, via these looks, was communicating submission, because that expression elicited the same hormonal change that occurs when humans relate to an infant or are in a caregiving situation. Well, yes and no. Let me give you two examples here. Suppose the dog wants something from the owner. For example, the owner wants the dog to get off the couch or to put down the chicken leg that the dog has grabbed from the table. Whether or not that is a beseeching look, or let's say a request for care, recognizing the owner's more parental, superior position, depends on what has happened before and what happens at that particular moment. So let's say that in the past, when the dog was on the couch, or when the dog grabbed something she wasn't supposed to grab, and the owner caught the dog exhibiting this forbidden behavior and commanded the dog to get off the couch or to drop the forbidden object, and the dog gave the owner that beseeching look, but also got off the couch and dropped the bone, we can say that that look signaled the dog's recognition of the owner's higher status, and in terms of an ideal human-canine relationship, that the dog related to that person as a pup to a mature adult dog. On the other hand, suppose that when the dog gave the owner that look in the past, the owner thought the dog was so saddened by what the person was asking that the person simply couldn't go through it. And as a consequence of this, the dog was able to stay on the couch or keep the forbidden object. Now that beseeching look has been rewarded in a completely different way. Now it has made the transition from a look that says, "Oh, okay, I'll give it up. You're right. I understand." Now the look has become a form of passive aggression. The dog has learned that if she wants to hang on to something, whether it's that position on the bed or the couch, or that roast that was thawing on the kitchen counter, or simply not come when called, but rather delay for 5 minutes until she's good and ready, all she has to do is use that beseeching look. And as soon as she does that, the owner will think, "Oh, she's afraid. Oh, she's so sad. Oh, she feels guilty because she didn't come when I called." And that will reinforce the behavior. So context is everything. And relative to the evolutionary psychology test, I think it would be really interesting to test the hormone levels of people involved in these two quite different relationships with dogs. My guess is that they would be quite different. So once again, it all boils down to the relationship. If we don't know the context, if we don't know the relationship between that particular person and that particular dog, we cannot say anything about what that dog is communicating with those sad-eyed looks. But you can certainly figure it out with your own dog. Pay attention the next time your dog uses the look. What are the circumstances when it happens? How do you respond when the dog does it? And is this a behavior that you want to repeat with your dog? Or is it a behavior that might be undermining your dog's behavior and your relationship in other ways? It's a good exercise. The eyes have it. They've got the answer.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.